listening to the UK and the world's favorite wrestling podcast, RTM Wrestling, with your hosts, Andy and Emma. And it started.
Oh, yes.
Merry Christmas.
We're in November still.
I know, but it's snowing.
We're not having a Christmas episode
Merry
yet.
Merry Christmas,
it's not
everybody.
Happening. Get out your head. Howdy ho!
Jesus Christ. Fucking hell.
Get out your head right now.
No, it's nice and festive. I think I could spot some money on the floor. Hang on.
I think it fell out of my coat pocket before, yeah.
Was
20p? Oh, no, it didn't then.
20p, is that?
Come on, sit down.
Not to be scoffed
Here
at.
Here we go.
It's a festive 20p.
How are you doing? Okay. You're very festive, are you?
Yeah, I was feeling so festive today.
Why
it's
is
the
that?
Snow, it snowed. It snowed in November. And it has never snowed in November before.
I can't believe that that's the case.
I'm sure it has, but it
Don't
it
be throwing
grown.
That out there, because, you know, how
Maybe
impressionable people are on the internet. Mm. Say something's a conspiracy, or, you know, and they run with it, don't they?
True that, yeah. You're right.
I've gone well tired all of a sudden.
Oh, no.
Which doesn't bode well.
No.
For a big old show. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. Festive, as I said. How are you?
Yeah. I'm all right. I'm tired. I'm very behind on the old wrestling.
Oh, God, yeah, me too.
Very behind. Apparently the World Tag League and Best of the Super Juniors is going on right now. I've not watched a fucking frame of it. It's bad, that, isn't it?
Well, you've had a lot to do, hence why we've not done a podcast for a couple of weeks, because you've got a lot of college work to complete.
Oh, it's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff to get after. I've even, on some days, forgotten to update the RTM Cup.
I know.
Thing. So we're probably going to have to start doing two a day at some point to get this finished.
Yeah, for sure. We've got like 3 weeks until we go to Florida, fingers crossed, COVID permitting.
Fucking COVID. Get me started.
I'm over it.
I'm getting me started. From the periphery of what I've seen GCW have sold out the Hammerstein Ballroom, which is fucking amazing. I'm looking forward to that show. We've obviously watched Full Gear, not even talked to you guys about Full Gear, which I don't think we will. It's weeks, we're past that now, aren't we?
Yeah.
But the only wrestling show I'm watching is AEW. I just don't have time for anything else at this present time.
No.
I just don't have the time. I'm just, fucking hell, it's mad.
It is mad.
Absolutely mad.
It is mad.
But hopefully we can have a laugh today. Got some things that you need to explain to me.
I'll try my very best.
What this fucking egg is.
I'll try my best.
Okay.
I can piece it together from the clips I've seen.
Okay. Okay. Well, it's more than I've seen.
Okay.
All I've seen is a fucking picture of Vince holding some egg. We had Survivor Series, which again, obviously didn't watch a frame of, but apparently it was a show completely dedicated and geared to a Rock return, and he didn't turn up. They said he wasn't ever going to turn up, but do you know what? The funny thing with that, before we start, let's just get this bit of whinginess out of the way. We said, and I'm 100% certain I said on this show, that Survivor Series was when they were going to bring The Rock back to start his feud with Reigns going into WrestleMania. So all this bollocks of, oh, The Rock was never going to be there, is bullshit. It was at least 2 or 3 weeks out he pulled out of that, and they still dedicated a show to him, which is fine. You can do that. But usually when... Is that the first ever show for somebody who's still alive has been dedicated to him and they've not turned up?
I mean, I feel sorry for the crowd, because all night they must have been thinking, he's coming out. When's he coming out? Because you would be. I would be. I'd be like, he's 100% here, because they would never do this.
They keep doing these skits about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, the
and that sucks.
Apparently,
if in the crowd.
Apparently, according to rag sheets, they had to give out a fair few refunds at the end.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
But that, for some reason, isn't a massive story. I've only seen little bits, and Alvarez touched on a few people queuing up for refunds at the end. But you're probably talking maybe 100 people.
Yeah.
If that any more than that, it would have been a bigger story. But yeah, it's just another. I mean, what the fuck do you expect? What do you expect at this point? You know, they can't even fucking tell you what's going to be on their shows weekly, let alone something that's planned in advance. And then they just don't change it. They just keep it the same.
Oh, no.
Or I said that one of the ring announcers was like, oh, thanks so much for coming, guys, as the crowd are, like, chanting.
Can I turn that on?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's just a thingy screen, isn't it? It's the standby screen.
Telly on
the
standby.
The ring announcer, like, thanks for coming, guys, like, while everyone's chanting for The Rock.
Oh, God.
And he's like, right, we'll see you again really soon. And then, like, they weren't leaving. They just weren't leaving. They turned all the house lights on like they would do.
Yeah,
and the people just weren't leaving. They were just sat there, like, just waiting for The Rock to come out.
Fucking hell.
And they're like, and nobody said, listen, The Rock's not coming out. The penny just dropped all of a sudden and people just started, like, filing out of there.
That sucks.
Which is fucking hilarious. But, like, you know, that's what you get for buying a ticket to that shite, so.
True that.
Should we get going, then?
Let's do it.
Let me put my vape down in a place that isn't going to make a big fucking loud noise. Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to RTM Wrestling. This is episode 186.
What?
186. Hope you're all well. Hope you're all staying safe. Hope you're all looking after each other. We are a wrestling podcast, if you didn't know. You find us on Twitter at RTM Wrestling and all podcasts sort of networks. And you know how I know that you know that? Because you're listening to it right now. My name's Andy.
I'm Gemma.
And welcome. Welcome to the show. As I said in the preamble, watched fuck all, guys. I've seen
it's
gonna AEW.
Be a piecemeal episode this
I've seen it? AEW. I'm still, even though I've done jack shit college work this week, it feels like I'm still knackered. I'm still just completely out of it. Like I said, New Japan have got their World Tag League Super Junior shit going on. I've not got a clue. I don't know what's going on, but I do know what's going on in one thing.
What's that?
Yeah, and that's the RTM Cup.
Oh, yes.
Motherfucker. Should we do an update of that? Where's your pad?
Oh, Jesus. I put my pad away.
Oh, how you put it away?
I don't know.
Jesus.
Okay.
Christ.
Oh, God. So
where are we up to so far? So I've just done a tweet for the next match, and I keep forgetting. Like, literally, I keep forgetting. Oh shit, that's a close one.
So we're on match 11 now.
Yeah, right? So match 11, Moxley versus Woods, 9 votes in the last 10 minutes. Oof. 55-44% Oof. Moxley. Holy shit. We've still
it's
got
a closely fought fight.
Yeah. It will be close, that. Not many of them have been close. Like, most of them have been runaways. Mm-hmm. Do you want to run through what we've...
Yes, what we've so match about? 1, Darby Allin beat Becky Lynch. Match 2, Matt Cardona beat out Okada, which upset you.
Give me strength.
Match 3, Britt Baker beat Roman Reigns. Match 4, Hangman beat Andrade. Match 5, Jericho beat Christian Cage. Match 6, Omega beat Malakai Black. Match 7, Big E beat Eddie Kingston. Heartbreaking. Did we do CM Punk MJF?
Yeah, okay. Punk won that.
I fucked up the ordering in this, so it would have fucked our bracket up. Because that was supposed to be in the right-hand side of the bracket, but it doesn't matter.
We're going to redraw anyway.
Sure. So CM Punk beat MJF, and Charlotte Flair beat Adam Cole for match 8. Match 9 saw...
What?! Charlotte Flair beat Adam Cole?
No, sorry, Adam Cole beat Charlotte Flair, fuck me. Match 9, Shingo beat Bobby Lashley.
You're damn right he did.
And the last one we did was match 10, which was the Lucha Bros going over Sting.
You guys voting for Shingo over Bobby Lashley restored my faith in this cup, it has to be said. Very, very, very pleased with that. So like we said, then going to redraw. So once all the matches are done,
mm-hmm.
we will properly FA Cup it.
Yes,
and draw out the next round.
I wish we could do it now. I'm thrilled.
We can't. Hello. Well, do you know what? The funny thing is that...
just wax them all up now.
just every part. Well, the people probably wouldn't give a shit. But you could do it like, if one match was a draw, it's like, oh, it's Britt Baker or Roman Reigns versus Dirt.
That's true.
So you could do it that way.
We'll wait.
We might as well wait. How many have we got left in this half? It's only four
eight,
or five.
Seven.
Seven or eight.
I don't know, maybe. Fucking I don't hell. Know, actually. six.
Was it 16 matches? So if we're on match 11, it should be five.
I think we might be on match. Oh, fuck me, I don't even know. God's sake, what's wrong with me? I've just looked at them. Hang on. Listen to the pages
Listen
turning.
To the pages
This is paper,
turning.
Everyone. Remember when we used paper and pens before we went really digital? Okay, so we've got... Oh, no, we have got four left.
Four left.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I remember and keep putting them up,
Me
then by maybe a midweek show, if we do a show midweek next week...
Sounds good to me.
We can redraw. Yep.
Yes.
Good. So, what's been going on then? So, Full Gear... We're not talking to you guys about Full Gear. I loved it. You know, there's no two ways about it. Every match was completely different, but exactly what it needed to be. My main takeaway from Full Gear, other than obviously Hangman winning the title, because we all knew that was coming, so that kind of took the shine from that, was Jay Lethal signing, which is mint. You know, he had a great then match with Sammy the week after, or the Wednesday after. Was it Wednesday? Was it Friday? Can't remember. But that to me is such a great signing, because Jay Lethal's been high caliber for a very, very, very long time, so it can only help. Like, especially some of the young guys that are his size, he's going to be absolutely worth his weight in gold, Jay Lethal, in my opinion. Anything that sticks out from Full Gear? Can you remember it? We've been so long ago.
I really can't remember.
Oh, don't worry. There's been, to be honest, like, I do think over the last couple of weeks, AEW has been great, but it hasn't been the breakneck speed of the last sort of 3 months, which it was always going to happen. It was always going to slow down again. But it's just a great wrestling show. There's so much on it that I enjoy. That I don't have any intention of going into now.
No.
But yeah, it's. I'm looking forward to all these little specials they're doing, because we've got Winter is coming up. There's the Battle of the Belts, which it is awful. Like, let's be honest, Battle of the Belts. No, should have called it something else. So I think that's their first Saturday TNT special.
Okay.
The Battle of the Belts, but again, I'm going off complete
guesswork.
Yeah. So yeah, AEW for you.
That's it, everyone.
That's it.
That's our update on AEW.
Cheers for coming. Right, so we've got two things that we can probably go into in a bit more detail. I have seen one and not the other, so please, for the love of God, tell me what this fucking egg's about.
Right, okay. So we're going back to Survivor Series.
The Rock show?
Yes.
The one The Rock
was supposed to be on.
Okay.
So here's what I saw. Vince gets out of a limo backstage and has all these WWE superstars applauding him, his arrival. And I think at that point people thought it might have been The Rock in there. And Vince gets out. And then everyone's cheering. He reaches in back into the limo, pulls out a golden egg, to which everyone stops cheering because they don't know what's going on. And he has to go, like, move his arm up to get everyone to cheer. And he's sort of just, like, parading this egg. And then it transpires that the egg was a gift from The Rock.
Right.
That he gave him... I don't know when he said he gave him. It's worth, like, all this money. And it's a prop from The Rock's latest film, Red Notice, I believe, where him, Gal Gadot, and
Ryan Reynolds
three thieves working together or against each other or some shit. So essentially, he got a prop from the movie, and then someone stole said egg.
Right.
On the show. And that's about as much as I know.
So all this shit about this egg's over and all this kind of shit, that's all that happened?
No, it was such a weird morning because, like, I opened up Twitter on Monday morning when I was in bed, and obviously I'd forgotten that Survivor Series was on. And I saw Survivor Series trending, Pizza Hut trending, an egg, you know, in the wrestling category, right. And I was like, what the fuck happened on this show? And then I just saw a tweet from Alvarez that said, what the hell is this? Or something like that. And I was like, oh, Jesus, what's happened here? Here we go again. And then I just, yeah, I saw a picture of Vince with a fucking egg. And then I watched the video of everyone clapping him.
Right.
And then there was something about people throwing, because it was sponsored, this one of the matches was completely sponsored by Pizza Hut, and they were throwing pizza into the crowd. And I was what? Like, what the fuck? They were actually throwing slices of pizza at the crowd. I was just like, I don't know what's going on anymore. I've just completely was like, I don't know what's happening. Nothing makes
so
sense.
So from the outside, it looks bad. It looks really bad. And like even some of the you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Even the most loyal WWEites,
yeah,
have gone very quiet.
Or been quite happy to express their displeasure about it, which I've seen.
Well, that tends to normally be the way. Yeah. The default is bitch about it or stick up for it against somebody who's bitching about it. There's no praise for any of these shows. From what I've heard, Sasha and Becky had a pretty good match.
Yeah, apparently so.
But didn't do any like shooty stuff, which is what it looked like it was going to be after all that belt throwing about and rubbish. So I saw the pizza thing, but I didn't like click into it because I was like, why the fuck do I care? So yeah, that is my point. So from the outside, it looks really bad. My question to you is,
yes,
has it always been this bad, or is it just because we're, you know, because again, if you like WWE, it's not an attack. Don't get mad. Watch what you want to watch. I don't give a shit. But for us, you know, as ex-WWE fans, from the outside, it looks like it's even worse than ever. Is that true, or do you think it's just because we're either being shown a high quality product? Because you can fucking argue all you want about AEW being shit and all this kind of stuff, but there's no fucking competition. There's literally none. If you can get over the fact that they don't have a Roman Reigns, who like gets thrown down your throat, and the kids can only buy Roman Reigns shit. If you can get past that, you'd like it. But the only reason why I can see that people don't like AEW is because they don't know anybody that's on it. And then and the ones that have gone that they do know, they're like, well, fuck them then.
Yeah, I think so, it's just a us and them mentality.
Oh,
isn't it?
It's pathetic. The two shows are not even comparable. Like, it's just not. One's a good show, one is extremely bad. End of story. But is it because we're out of it, or has it always been this bad?
I don't think it's necessarily always been that bad, but I think it's a return to form for WWE, because I bet if we went back, which we have done, and watched like shows from 2011, 2012, there's, you know, some questionable shit on there where it's really lame, you know, some lame crap.
Yeah.
And then obviously NXT arrived and they started to then move really cool people up, and that was the time we were watching it.
Yeah.
And it did start to get like a bit more a bit more of a promise of a wrestling show. Because you had people like Balor coming up, and I know they still did daft shit, and it still, they weren't used properly, but we were kind of having this like influx of people who we thought were top. And I think it's just gone back to what Vince knows best.
Yeah.
You know, he's in the process of getting rid of, or he already has got rid of, all the people that, well, a lot of the people that came up through the NXT system, apart from the ones that he likes or the ones that are trying to ride their contracts out.
Mm.
And he's back to, they're going to bring, they'll bring the Divas title back. Like, I think he just wants to go back to what he knows.
Yeah.
And he's trying, he had to do the egg thing. So my theory on the egg thing is, Vince knew that The Rock weren't coming, obviously, and he's probably, as you say, known it for a couple of weeks maybe. And he thought, well, I'm going to have to go and do something then, because the crowd needs something.
Yeah.
And that is, in his like 70-odd-year-old brain, that thing with the egg is like super funny. Like, he's really tickled by that. And was like, right, okay, I'm going to do this bit with this egg from The Rock's film. So it's still like, yeah. And it's going to be funny. It's going to be really funny. Because he has got a fucking weird sense of humour. Do you know what I mean? Like, if he thinks Matt Riddle is like the funniest thing in the world, like, he fucking loves that shit.
Like, he finds the fact that he kept that cutting where Riddle fucked up.
Yeah.
Just because he thought it was the funniest thing, and he thought, right, we're just going to put this on TV anyway.
He's got some mad, mad humour. Mm. And I just think it's, you know, when you go back to when it shows you things from like the mid-noughties or getting onto the late-noughties, and, you know, Mark Henry and Mae Young, and, you know, just that sort of like, stupid shit. I think is his wheelhouse, and I don't think he was in it for, because they would took itself quite seriously, I would say, for a bit, because I think they were trying to get that serious wrestling fan to watch, or at least Triple H was, and you know, and I think in his head, as we all did, he thought when they go up, it's going to change the product for the better, and it's going to become like a proper wrestling show, which obviously didn't work out. But we were watching it during those years, and that was our expectation too. And that's now been completely eradicated. And we are going back to, you know, that time when, you know, I remember one of the first episodes of Raw, I think, I watched when I started going out with you, was that one where it was like, who's AJ Lee snogging in the hotel?
Yeah.
Like,
it
was the Cena thing. That was like one of the first episodes I watched.
Yeah.
So that's Vince at his best, like, his own opinion, his best. And when, that's when he, I think, believes the show's at its best.
Yeah.
You know, the whole, like, Indy Hartwell marriage shit on NXT, you know, with, what's his face?
Loomis.
You know, he loves that crap.
Yeah.
You know, he got Eva Marie back, for albeit for a short while, because he loves that shit. He'll bring the Bellas back. He'll probably bring back the Divas title with him.
Maybe.
So on the WWE shop, there is, and I saw this because I follow Nikki on Instagram, they were selling a Bella's branded Divas belt on the shop.
Right.
So, and they were both plugging it and all that stuff, and they were giving them away and things like that. And it's like, this belt's coming back. 100% coming back.
See, I don't know. Well, they can get away with anything. If they can get away with Saudi blood money, they can get away with anything.
They'll bring it back because they've got like a clutch of women. I'm so glad I didn't say clunge.
you just did.
I know. And I thought I had
got
it. Then
a clunge of women.
I had a real panic, and I said it anyway. But you have got a clutch of women who aren't Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch. You know, I think Vince still wants to have that. What he considers like hair pulling, titillation, very little clothes, your Carmellas of the world.
Right.
I think he really still wants to do that and have those 30-second matches where they just come on, shake their ass, and fuck off again for a title that doesn't really matter and no one cares about.
Yeah.
But yeah, a long way of answering your question is, I just think it's going back, restored back to factory settings, this egg shit and the... You know, the only thing that's quite a lot different now is the product placement. That was not as, you know, it was just like adverts and stuff that would like bookend matches or sponsorship of matches. Whereas now it's pretty radical.
Yeah.
Like having, you know, them coming out with pizza is just weird. And the fucking Miz's zombie match was weird. Vince with the egg is probably an advert for Red Notice. He's essentially plugging.
Well, they got, because so what I've seen is, up until 4 weeks ago, The Rock should have been on it, but scheduling conflict means he couldn't be there. But WWE had already been paid by Netflix to advertise Red Notice, so they came up with a different solution. Hence this egg.
Okay, but that's the only difference that I think has made the show poorer than it was in the mad times before the indie stars started trying to make it a bit more serious, is the product placement. Because it's so mad, and there's already so much advertising throughout that show anyway in terms of commercial breaks, then to bring it in to the point where a match is themed by it, and you do have the ridiculousness of the Miz dying... getting eaten alive.
So the last time that I properly watched it, I remember turning it off before a match even started, and it was ages ago now, but I think it was the Street Profits versus New Day.
Mm-hmm. Another one, you mean?
And there's some sort of adverts going on before it, like they're plugging something. Then the Street Profits come out and they're plugging their shoes. They've got Street Profits shoes that you can go and buy. And then out come fucking the New Day, who are in the Gears of War game.
Oh yeah, that was. I knew the New Day had something as well.
And then all through their entrance to plug in this fucking Gears of War game. And obviously, I'm biased against Xbox. I've just never liked it. But you know, whether that had any influence to me turning it off, who knows? I didn't think so at the time. I just thought. I remember saying on the show, like, I'm fucking sick of being sold to consistently. Mm. It's every single time. Because when you're watching, like, sport, you can kind of drown it out. I mean, like, football in the UK is a lot different than American sports. You're not advertised to constantly. You know, you get the boards around the side of the pitch. You get, you know, sponsorship on the shirts and that kind of thing. And that's about it. You know, your commentators aren't coming on like, oh, this replay is brought to you by, you know.
Yeah, or this penalty is sponsored by Pringles. It's the Pringles penalty. And then before they take it, someone runs on with a camera and the fucking footballer's got to hold a tube and smile before they take it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, that's how it feels, though. I can kind of get on board with the whole, because they always used to do it, you know, like, oh, and this particular match is sponsored by M&M's. And that's it. And that's your. Right. And they have the little M&M's logo. And they'll do a replay maybe with the. Yeah. I can get down with that. Yeah. I don't like it. But it's when they incorporate it into the characters coming to the ring and they've got to be carrying items or wearing items and that they wouldn't normally do. You know, so those guys who came out with the pizza, I could be wrong, but I don't think they come out with pizza every week and throw it into the audience.
No.
So it's like, why? It's when they make it part of the character that isn't anything to real do with their character and it's really like absurd and it will only happen once.
Yeah.
I just don't think it does anyone any favours. It don't do the wrestlers any favours because you're just like shills. And it's just when you're watching at home you feel like when you used to watch friggin' kids TV.
Yeah.
You know, on a Saturday morning and every advert, you know, in the 90s was for a toy and the run up to Christmas and you just felt like it was just like this bombardment of like loud noises and really flashing images to get you to buy shit.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. But weirdly enough, they're not selling to kids. They're kind of selling things that older people that they think
their
would
fucking
like.
Demographic, as with wrestling in general, is plus 50.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, who the fuck are they selling it to? And this is the thing, like, you know, When you watch, say, basketball, for example, because basketball's really the only American sport that I watch religiously, and that still doesn't feel oppressive with adverts, even though when you think about it, it is.
Mm.
It's every replay is brought to you by da-da-da, but you know, that's all it is. Like, oh, this timeout's brought to you by this, da-da-da, da-da-da, and then back into the game.
Mm.
You know, it's such an odd thing to be putting in wrestling to that degree. Because, like, you know, AEW's done the odd bit of kind of, what's the word? Like, well, I think Excalibur said something at the time, like, oh, it's a great example of corporate synergy, like, just in a jokey way. It's like, oh, you know, Space Jam 2's out now, or something like that. But it's not like every second is that you're getting advertised to. There's something, you're being told to buy something at all stages of this fucking show. It's like, you're not. And the NXT that NXT from like last year, like one of the last proper NXTs that I watched, was that Guy Cohen shit.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas like that was every couple of minutes. He's like, "Happy Guy Cohen, guys." It's like, no, that's an insurance company. I don't give a fuck about that. It's Halloween. It's like, oh, Happy Guy Cohen, just to let you know, Geico makes you better or whatever the fuck it is. It's just like over and over and over again. I'm just like, oh my god.
I know, it's crazy. And I understand that I'm being a little bit hypocritical because there have been the movie tie-ins, like you said, in AEW, that are a little bit wacky. But I'm not jumping to their defence because... But I am. Okay, I am going to jump to their defence. Because when it's someone like the Bucks and Omega... they're all about like flashing money and cash, yeah, so you understand. Like, I know I'm being hypocritical there, but it doesn't happen as often.
You're not being hypocritical, because the way they do it isn't in a way that detriments their own show. Like, anybody that was angry about those proton packs for Ghostbusters, they weren't even plugging anything. It was Halloween and they were dressed as Ghostbusters. Mm. They were supposed to do a Squid Game thing, and the network said, no, you can't do that, because it's too much. But that would have been hilarious, you know, if they all come out with, you know, Hangman's got the circle mask on or something. You know, that would have been so really funny. But no, it'd probably more be like the gold guy, wouldn't it? The Hangman reveal at the end. But they don't do it to the point where I feel like it's detrimenting them their show. You know, if they are wanting to advertise the fact that there's new stuff on the shop, it comes up in the bottom left-hand corner, and during a rest hold, one of them goes, oh, go to the AW shop, guys, we've got these new stuff. Thanks very much. And that's it. You know, I don't fucking get reams and reams and reams of copy about a fucking game that's got the new day in.
Oh, no.
And it's like, they're coming to the ring and it's showing a trailer in the corner. It's like, yeah, oh, if you buy this now from either Best Buy or Walmart, you get $20 off. It's the new day, they're in Gears of War, blah, blah, blah. And it's over and over and over again. It's like, fucking hell.
I just think that this is what it would have been like. I think Vince views the NXT experiment and the indie wrestling experiment as a blip in his grand plan. And I think he's working overtime to get it back to where it would have been had that never happened.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, I think he is going to be a bit wild for a bit longer.
To me, though, that's absolutely fine. Because the thing with the NXT and it, sort of experiment, as you just coined it, and we've done our RIP episode and all that kind of stuff. We know we were in the minority with that. Even when NXT was trying to go head-to-head with AEW, we're talking, you know, 600,000-700,000 people watching it. It's a minority of people that watch Raw or SmackDown. So it's a small amount of people. Like I always say, wrestling fans itself are minority. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody who watches WWE, you know, in general, is not a wrestling fan. They're a sports entertainment fan. Again, I'll reiterate, there's nothing wrong with that. But being a wrestling fan, you are in the minority. And it's those people that are on Twitter that are whinging about it. They're the wrestling fans. It's like, well, there's other shit. So the NXT thing, I go back and forth between whether or not it was Triple H trying to, you know, give that alternative wrestling show to so much for it to be like a super indie. Because really, you could argue without NXT, there can't be an AEW. Because he kind of showed that NXT would work to a decent degree. But I keep going back and forth between that's all it was, or he was genuinely trying to change to a different vision of what WWE could be. Or did he think these guys will never get anywhere? Did he know straight off the bat these guys aren't getting anywhere on the main roster? It's not a developmental, because as soon as they go up, they're not going to get utilised the way I want him to. The reason why I say no to that is because of your Seth Rollins's and your Roman Reigns's. You know, they technically come through NXT. So there's a lot of people that they've used very well in those spots that have come through NXT. Most of the fucking roster now has come through NXT. There's very few left, like your Randy Orton's and you know, and that kind of thing. Because Roman Reigns is an NXT alumni.
Well, here's one for you then, just to sort of like throw in there. NXT was working really well for Vince to a point. And then it was either, it just didn't, do you know what I mean? It's like he was really happy. And he was rifling the place, you know, he was going, need Asuka, want Asuka.
Yeah.
You know, like he was going down demanding talent and being really happy, clearly, with what he saw. And getting some amazing results. Look at Bayley, look at Sasha, do you know what I mean? It's, you know, Bianca Belair, they've all come through that system. However, there's something, it's like one day, it just wasn't, anywhere near good enough anymore. And I wonder what the catalyst was. Because you can't say they've never produced a star. This whole thing of an excuse never produced a star, though. It's like, well, they have.
Robin Reigns.
Because there's Reigns, and you've got Sasha Banks. You've got fucking Charlotte. Yeah, so they have. So that's not really a thing. But clearly, Vince hit a wall with it, and it was an immediate no more. It's not. I'm sacking all these people, and I'm rebranding NXT, and fuck off, Hunter.
Yeah.
So something must have been the catalyst for him, and I just wonder what it might be. Whether it was ratings, whether he was thinking
that was exactly it. The fact that NXT didn't take AEW out. So because during that time, he picked people up to come up to the main roster and fucked them. And completely fucked with him. He had no intention whatsoever of doing anything with Karrion Kross. And obviously, from hearing, you know, fucking Road Dogg and Shawn Michaels and Triple H talk about fucking Karrion Kross, he was their guy.
Mm.
You know, they used to say about Adam Cole, like that line that Road Dogg said about Adam Cole. Like, if Adam Cole was the size of Karrion Kross, he'd be WWE champion now. And that is just, you know, that's showed you, you know, as horrendous a comment as that is, that shows you what their thinking towards Karrion Kross was. So then Vince pulled him up and slapped him down just to shut him up.
Mm.
He's like, and he did that a few times. He did it with
Keith Lee.
The only one really that's kind of thriving is Damian Priest, but I don't remember him being NXT champion.
No, not sure.
So it's an odd situation. So it's because they didn't take AEW out, and that's not just their fault. That's the network's fault as well for pressuring them to put it all on a Wednesday for 2 hours.
Yeah,
to go head to head with it after AEW got announced for being on a Wednesday night, and it's just. It's those sorts of things that, you know, when you're consistently shooting yourself in the foot, they could have done loads with those guys. And yep, they did have talent hoard, so they would have had to have released loads and loads and loads of people. The talent hoarded because of AEW. Now AEW has got a overinflated roster, they can comfortably think about releasing loads of people because they're not going to sign everybody. You know, not everybody who gets released by AEW... by WWE, sorry, is going to go straight to AEW. But the thing that they don't realise is a lot of these people turn up on New Japan and on ROH, and obviously, you know, ROH is no longer a thing, really, and it's here to be seen whether or not it will be in the future. But you're making these absolute fucking beasts of indie companies now. Because, like, look at fucking Matt Cardona, like, with GCW. Like, GCW now selling out the Hammerstein Ballroom. It's like 2,300 people.
Yeah.
And when ROH used to run it, they used to put 1,800 in there.
Right.
So, like, they have completely sold the fucker out, like, miles before the show. And that's what WWE is doing. So from a point of view of myself about being excited for, you know, wrestling outside of them, it's great. Because they are making these indie shows. You know, GCW's become a super indie. You know, they've got the Bloodsport thing going on, which is the craziest thing I've seen, like a ring without ropes, and they just fight. Like, it's just mad, and you can knock people out, and the ref can stop it, and all this kind of stuff. Which, obviously, they don't really knock people out. But, like, you've got Suzuki turning up on that. You know, where these people can have more places to work. Like, Kingston's going to be on the Hammerstein show. You've got, like, fucking tons of these shows now. But, you know, PWG started up again. Like, they did something where they streamed a show online, PWG, like, against something, and I'm sure they got, like, fucking daft amount of views.
Really?
But it's just, it's one of them where I am glad that they are shooting themselves in the foot, because I don't watch it. So I don't have a horse in the race anymore. And that is where it's at now. Like, I can laugh from afar, and it's great. But they are doing the right thing. Like, if you were to say to me now, like, being completely out of it and not wanting it to change, because I don't want it to change, because if it changed, one, there'd be too much more to watch, and two, AEW might not be a thing, because, you know, the books might have gone to WWE, and Omega might have gone, if it was a good brand. or a, not a good brand. It's definitely a good brand, but a good show.
Yeah,
a
coherent, good wrestling show. Yeah, yeah.
Just a fucking coherent show. That's all you need. That's all you need it to be, is a coherent show. You know, it can be good, it can be bad. You know, wrestling's, that's the way it goes. AEW's had some pretty rubbish shows, but they've always been mildly entertaining and cohesive to watch. You know, when two people are walking to the ring, you're getting a 20-minute match, or you're getting a 15-minute match, whether they're male or female. It doesn't matter what... You know, it doesn't matter who it is coming to the ring. You're getting the same amount of time as everybody else. So that's a good thing. But if they've got to do what they should be doing. Like, they should be... It doesn't matter if NXT drops, because obviously it's dropped through the fucking floor.
Yeah.
The viewing. It spiked when everybody was curious to what NXT 2.0 would be. And I've not watched a frame of it. Not watched a frame of NXT 2.0. So I can't tell you if it's good. Can't tell you if it's bad. I can only go off what other people have said, which is not a great position to be in. But from what I hear, it's an awful show. Like, not even just bad. It's a god-awful show with people who are too green, to use their term, to be on TV, nearly hurting each other every week, with really incohesive storyline and storytelling. But the problem with the good thing for WWE with that is they've got people there now who have jobs. Like, their wrestlers have jobs again. So, you know, you're going to get Repo Man back in there at some point.
Got jobs.
They have, like, there's the poker player, there's the fucking rich guy, they've got the jobs again. Yeah, there's a fucking I'm not even joking.
Jobs again.
They have.
Oh my god, the bin man's coming.
That's exactly it. They've got jobs again. Like, all their wrestlers are having jobs again. That's
fucking great.
And because that's what him and fucking Bruce Pritchard know about. Because people forget that 90s WWF, when it was awful, like pre-Attitude Era, when it was getting spanked, it was run by Vince and Bruce Pritchard. And it was getting fucking spanked every week off WCW because it was a better show. But again, that's secondhand because I never watched that either. But they're doing exactly what they should be doing. Because now, you're not going to have Finn Balor as your NXT champion. And I know Ciampa is at the moment, but you're going to have, eventually, somebody like this Braun Breaker guy who's Rick Steiner's son.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, they can't call him Steiner, which is just stupid. Because he'd probably be even more over. But you're going to have him winning the belt. Then when he goes up to the main roster, he's going to be exactly the same. And the reason why he's going to be exactly the same is because Vince is fucking in charge of NXT now. So he's going to be like, right, I want this. Because, like, there's somebody who... I only know the name. I don't know who the person is, but called Von Wagner.
Okay. Right?
Apparently, Von Wagner was on SmackDown at some point. As Von Wagner. Not as fucking random, you know, part of Adam Rose's entourage. They're actually who they're supposed to be. They're not going to go up to the main roster. Like, long gone are the days of... Because if you watch NXT and you like it, and you like it now, then this is going to be one of the most exciting times, because you're not going to have Karrion Kross go up to the main roster and dressed like a gimp. They're not. They're going to get that crazy. They're going to get that crazy shit established in NXT 2.0.
Yeah, that's a positive, I suppose.
And then they're going to come up. I mean, I don't care about WWE positives.
But
if you were going to watch it,
if you're a fan of it, yeah, you are right. Because I'd never thought about that. Yeah. I never thought about the fact that now that Vince is in charge of both, there will be consistency in the characters when they move. So if they are establishing a star who's breaking necks in NXT, they're going to go up and do that on the main show, or they're going to be the same character anyway, which is a, you know...
If people gave a shit about WWE, NXT now should be getting 1 million viewers a week. Because you are actually going to see your next main event of WrestleMania from this NXT. It's not a thing now. And I know, like, we did have a lot of main events with people from NXT in it. But you're legit going to get Bron Breakker versus Brock Lesnar as a main event of WrestleMania within 5 years. Guarantee. Because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to establish people, then move them up to the main roster exactly how they are. And the fact that they've sent Mandy Rose back and changed her gimmick and she's just women's champion, you know, it shows you what they think of her for her future. You know, that this exact anybody, because we RIP'd NXT and said bye to it, which is great. But anybody right now who's complaining about either the standard of Raw and SmackDown or the standard of NXT 2.0, you need to have your head checking, because you fucking watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you watching it? Like, there's no reason to. If you're not enjoying it, obviously, if you're enjoying it, I've had it, it's fucking amazing. But I would suggest you watch NXT 2.0 as well, because that's where your next big stars are coming from. When Gargano's gone on the 10th of December, when Ciampa's gone, because they've signed extra deals to put people over, so I guarantee Ciampa's going to put Braun Breaker over at some point and give him the belt.
Yeah.
When all of those people are gone, you're going to have NXT 2.0 as it's going to be Raw and SmackDown in 5 years' time, but properly. So if you're not watching it, if you're a WWE fan and you're not watching it, you're out of your mind, because this is exactly what's coming up. And if you're complaining about how bad the show is, then you need to fucking choose something else to watch. Maybe not even wrestling, or just go and read a book or some shit, because that's exactly what it's going to be now. NXT 2.0 is going to be Raw in 5 years' time or less. So you need to get on board or fuck off, because they don't give a shit about you. They don't give a shit about what you think. People can say, oh, this egg thing was the worst thing you've ever seen. Listen, I've not even watched it, and I know for a fact that's a WWE-style fucking storyline.
Yes, it's very standard for him. It didn't shock me.
Yeah, of course it fucking didn't. If you've got The Miz written off TV because he's been bitten by a zombie, then you're having anything. Speaking of The Miz, that was the last thing I thought was going to get chanted at an AEW show.
Oh, yes. Good line.
Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah.
I don't feel like we've got anything else. We've got one more thing, but that's it. So MJF Punk.
Yes.
So we had last week Punk coming out and not saying anything and just going to the back, and the crowd just laughing because they thought it was the funniest fucking thing ever. This week we got a full first segment of Dynamite.
Yeah, it was wild. It was so long. It was great, though.
I thought it was great. And I like the fact that sometimes you get a different look.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing every week. It's not the main event people coming out to start the show to tell you what's in the main event.
Yeah.
And it's different things. Sometimes it's a match. Sometimes it's, you know, a talking segment. But yeah, I thought it was great. I didn't think... I've seen a few things where people have been like, oh, it's over the line.
What's over the line?
Like some of the stuff MJF said, some of the stuff Punk said was a little bit... like, what the fuck are they on about?
Possible.
I did like the... I was selling out Madison Square Garden when you were still marking out for Rosie O'Donnell. That's, I thought, so that was funny. A good one.
I mean, these are your dream matchups when you think of Punk. You know, to go against the Motor Mouths, like Kingston and MJF. That's what you want to see. You want to see him have, like, some really meaty promos and stuff. That's why you watch Punk. You don't watch him because he's, like, wrestles like Kenny Omega. You watch him because of his mouth, and he can talk, and his interactions with the crowd, and his interactions with the camera even. You know, he's a good personality.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's good to see a decent rivalry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where they can both go at each other.
Yeah. I want it every week.
Same.
Just keep raising the stakes. I mean, I don't know how much more you could raise the stakes. You know, MJF brought up the Cena shit, you know, said about...
I mean, they could do. It went a long time with bloody Jericho. And MJF, that went on for ages.
Yeah, but like they do different things. Like, I don't know if they keep giving them a talking segment, what else more can be said other than that? You know, bar bringing their mothers into it. Oh, you know, Christ. They pretty much emptied the wad in that one. But yeah, no, it was great. And just calling him like a less famous Miz was, and the crowd, like the crowd's reaction to it. Was just, ooh. Yeah, they were like shocked.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, it felt like it was too far calling him The Miz. But it was so fucking funny.
It was funny.
And then the crowd started chanting Miz. It's like, you know, the last thing you ever thought would be chanted at an AEW show is The Miz. Miz, 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 Miz. I was just like pissing my kicks. Oh, brilliant.
I know, it was great. It was brilliant. Really good.
Right, so let's get on to this, like, this stupid... bastard for Seth. So Seth got attacked. Was it Survivor Series? Was it Raw?
Raw, I think.
Was it Raw?
I think.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
But he was doing something to Finn Balor, apparently, that pissed the dude off. If you haven't seen this, there is plenty of footage of it all over the internet.
He
got took out.
Oh, yeah.
So he fully sprinted at the cunt, double-legged him.
Yeah.
To be fair to Seth, right, because I have seen a lot of people, including wrestlers, calling Seth Rollins out for this. Saying, do you remember when the wrestlers used to be able to beat up the marks? Right, this guy was fucking big. He weren't like me, you know, running in. And he got him in a fucking guillotine and probably could have killed him. Like, he had him in a guillotine and fucking kept him there. So, Chavo Guerrero, you know, I'm sure you with your fucking, your ECW title reign would have really beat this guy up. But the thing is, you've got a couple of reasons here. You've got a shock factor because he just didn't see him coming.
No.
And, you know, there's no fucking... So I don't know the ins and outs of this. Normally, these people that jump the guardrails are nuts.
Yeah.
They usually have some sort of, like, prior, you know, stalking or some sort of fucking thing where, you know, they're a bit insane.
Yeah.
I've not seen anything on this. Have you seen anything?
I've seen the guy. The guy was posting Instagram videos the day after going, yeah, it was me, guys.
Oh, my God. Is he not in fucking prison?
So it was me, guys. And he was saying something about, like, Roman Reigns. I was doing it for the family. And all this shit.
Oh, my God. He's a nutcase, then.
Yeah.
He was doing it for the family.
Yeah.
Because you can tell he wasn't an actual danger. Because he hit the spear and then kind of didn't do anything.
Well, he didn't know what to do then, did he?
No.
Because he obviously got ahead of himself and didn't actually think he was going to get to him.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't...
I just wanted him to stand up and start posturing, you know, like somebody would do after... But he got locked in that fucking guillotine.
It's scary, though. It's things like that. There's no excuse for the security not to be all over that.
The problem with that is you've got... Because I've seen a lot of shit about the security as well. So the downside to the security is they didn't get there quick enough.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing you can say. But from a security's point of view, Seth's going back up the ramp and the camera's going to be on him. Security can't be there.
No, that's true, yeah.
They need to be out of the way. And, you know, 99 times out of 100... nothing like this happens and the security's just there just for the sake of being there, you know.
Yeah.
But he gets dropped. This guy comes round the fucking ramp, you know, from the other... Fuck knows where he come from.
Don't know.
From, like, a dark area. So an area that's not being lit up.
Yeah.
So you didn't really see him properly on the TV version of it until he's on him.
No.
So they were very slow to react to him being on top of him. Because what if that cunt had a fucking knife?
Well, I know.
He could have got 4 or 5 into Seth's chest by the time they got there. But then the problem with that is, you know, you got some fucking... As if he was on Instagram the day after saying, I was doing it for the family.
Yeah, talk about it. I couldn't really understand everything he said. He was just fucking...
Yeah,
crazy.
Obviously batshit.
Yeah.
But, like, talk about fucking dweeb, though. I mean, if he's got mental health problems, then... You know, hopefully he'll get the treatment he needs, but yeah, that whole jumping there, I've never understood why people would want to do that, because there's been a lot of people that have done it who don't have mental health problems,
yeah,
and do it just because,
yeah, because they're fucking like, I don't know, like amped up, don't know what the fuck's wrong with them.
Fuck knows, he's obviously a massive fan of Finn Balor. Well, no, he's doing for Roman Reigns, isn't he? He's doing it for the family,
apparently so.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Like, madness, isn't it?
Yeah. Just fucking rubbish. Absolute rubbish. But I don't know. I really don't know. It just makes me, like, just tired.
Yes, like, can you be asked?
Feel tired. Just because, like, you know, and again, keep all your opinions and everything like that, you're very welcome to your opinions. But at the moment, and I don't know if you guys are the same, but I'm fucking so sick of moronic opinions with no factual basis. Absolute fucking sick of it. I'm sick of hearing from people who are dumb as fuck. And that would be another one. You know, if you're on Instagram, you're like, yeah, I'm doing it for the family, yeah, Roman, tagging Roman Reigns, it'd be like, you're a fucking idiot. You know, what the fuck are you doing?
I know. Well, he'll get banned, won't he?
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. What, for like a year? You won't get a lifetime ban. It's assault. If you jump the guardrail, it's like the times when we've seen people jump the guardrail, like Triple H has been there and he's fucking punched someone out. Or FTR.
Yeah.
With that fucking guy who jumped on Brett. And you just see the long shot and the FTR are dragging the guy away, putting the fucking knees to him. Which is just incredible. You know, I don't know. I really don't know. It's fucked up.
There's not a lot to say about it.
People at the moment are just making me tired, like very tired. Because obviously we won't go to ins and outs, but fucking hell, like, you know, college this week and it's just like...
Yeah, madness.
People are fucking... Should I tell that story?
Nah. No. What if someone...
Oh, I don't give a fuck. Well, I'm not going to name names, am I?
Well, I know they are. There's only a few of you on the fucking course.
But it's just basically dumb fucking pricks. So yeah, if you've heard that, then you've heard it, haven't you? Whoops. Maybe I'll be on the chopping block next. But it's just like, I'm just sick of fucking everywhere I look is some dumb bastard trying to tell me something about something.
I know.
Like, just keep yourself to yourself.
It's because, do you know what? It's because of the internet and we get to see so many more bogus opinions than we've ever seen before. If you spend even just like 5 minutes, a cursory glance on Twitter, you've been exposed to such mad bullshit.
Yeah.
And I always say, remember the 90s where none of us knew what each other was doing? You had to pick up the phone and call people. Sometimes you might bump into someone in the street and go, oh, hi, how are you? What have you been up to? You don't see all the photographs of their fucking kids and all their holidays and all that shit. It's like, it was just nicer not knowing stuff.
Yeah.
And now I feel like we're exposed to too much. And if you're a person who lets it get under your skin, which I don't think you can help it half the time, because once you've read something, it's there. And, you know, if it's particularly frigging stupid, you're gonna remember it, and it's going to piss you off. And you can think about it and go, why are people so stupid? I fucking hate people. It's like, I've said the words, I hate people, so much over the last 18 months, more than I've ever said in my life. I say it every day.
It's fucking horrendous.
It's like, what the fuck?
Well, I saw a really funny thing. You can't put two and two together because, you know, it comes out at five. But I just thought it was very funny. Linked because I was going for some reason, like for the first time in ages, I was on the home screen for Twitter, and we obviously follow this person, but somebody doing a fucking rant about AEW and how WWE is the better brand, and you know, and all this kind of shit, and sells more tickets, and the last line was sells more tickets, and then I scrolled down, and the next one was an advert or some sort of advert that was retweeted by someone for WWE giving out that fucking buy one, get four free. I was just like, they couldn't have been next. I should have screenshotted it and retweeted it, but, you know, you never want to call these people out because they're obviously insane. But, God, I just thought that was so fucking funny. It's just like, oh, here's this. And then the next one is like WWE giving out free fucking tickets to a show because they can't sell any.
Just sensational, isn't it?
In fucking New York. Oh, God, it's just the funniest thing. Can you think of anything else to talk about? I feel like we've underprepared, but maybe over-delivered.
I don't know about over-delivered. No. I finished the Moxley book.
Oh, yeah?
Do tell. Not much to tell, really. Apart from, I was trying to explain this to you the other day, and I couldn't really articulate it, so I'll try my best. But the whole, like, when I talk about wrestling's fake, wrestlers get really upset about it. Not because I say it.
Not you
not
personally.
Me personally. Yeah. But they get really upset about it. But the whole... And I get really angry that they get upset because it's like, but it is fake because it's predetermined. That's what people mean when they say fake. They don't doubt that you don't put your body on the line and do dangerous shit. They're just saying it's fake because it's not a fight. I don't know, like, Moxley's approach to wrestling is very, very, very serious. And it's not that I'm expecting them not to be very serious about it. But I always kind of thought, that when two people had a match, they'd get behind the curtain and maybe shake each other's hand and be like, good show, chaps, see you next week. Good show. I like that bit. Hey, bye. You know, I thought it was just like, you know, because it's a performance and you come back and it doesn't seem that way. It seems like they kind of take it very seriously all the time, as though like
it's real.
Like it's real a little bit. Not all of them, but I get that vibe from Mox that it's just the way he talks about it. And the way he amps himself up before a match. And right. It's like, can you not just go out and have a match? Like, do you have to be like, no, I'm going to beat this motherfucker and all this shit.
Right.
And, you know, like, be like stalking backstage to the ring, you know. And,
yeah.
And it, you know, I needed to get in the zone and in my own head. And it's like, can you not just go out and do it? Can you not just go out
it's
and
like
do your
method
job?
Acting, yeah, isn't it? Versus just someone who rocks up and just gets
yeah,
on with
it. It does make me wonder if there are like some wrestlers who are very method, like Moxley, and some who are just like, hey guys, who are just quite normal until yeah. I don't know. It's just it sort of gives me the creeps a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it does make me feel a little bit odd because it is so. It's just an entertainment show. It'd be like, you know, going watching Wicked and then waiting outside for
when Elphaba comes out on a broomstick.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Petey Green.
Yeah, it's like, see you later, guys. Off she goes into the air. It's like, what? It's like Book of Mormon. It's like the Mormons just, you want an autograph afterwards from Elder Price. It's come out and go, really sorry, guys, but we got to get back to our mission, like running off.
I know.
Like,
it's just all a little bit... Yeah. Bit much. It's all a little bit much for me, that. And I found that just a bit intense. I mean, he seems like an intense man anyway.
Yeah, I mean, does he have to go that intense to get the level of performance that he does? Maybe he does. But, you know, I can't see, like, you know, with all the being the elite shit and, you know, the books and Kenny taking it that seriously.
Where
you're psyching yourself up to the point of, like... You know, because I remember you saying when... what was it when like Moxley was with Kingston, and it was something about, it was Kingston going against Daniel Bryan.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
Moxley was like, said it was his favorite match of all time, but backstage, like before it, he was like slapping him in the face, saying, you know, you can't let this vegan motherfucker beat you up and all.
Yeah,
this
as Bryan stood there as well.
Yeah, it's like I thought that was quite funny, but then on the flip side, he's like, oh, are they actually going there? Is that where they're going with it?
I think they do. I think they do take it very seriously. Sorry, do you ever have that when you... Suddenly your throat just gets a dry patch in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, it feels just like a patch has appeared.
Yeah, and you need to drink like straight away.
I've literally just been drinking nothing but water and the dry patch happened. So yeah, I found that a bit much. I was a bit like, whoa, a bit tired, mate, reading this. I should just chill out.
Other
just
than that,
yourself.
Though, was it good?
Yeah, it was good. No, it was good. I did enjoy it. There was he said that, who's the like main producer on WWE?
I couldn't tell you.
I wonder who it is. I don't think I saved the thing. But anyway, he said that like one of the guys who works there, one of the backstage guys, ex wrestler, came like barreling up to him after a match, and right. was like, did you swear? You just swore on TV. And he's like, oh, I don't remember doing.
Yeah.
And he got summoned to like the main producer. Might have been Pritchard, but maybe not. I don't know. But he got summoned to like this camera room where this guy was.
Right.
And was made to watch the footage back. And he said something like, give him a fucking belt.
Oh my God, they do that all the time.
Yeah. And he said that he was really apologetic, and he was like, I'm really sorry, it was the heat of the moment, I understand that that's really unprofessional, and,
yeah.
and he said, and they shook hands, he was like, it's all right, mate, you're like, see ya. Yeah. And then the original guy who'd come up to him and said, you were swearing, came up to him again and went, well, we've all just heard that wasn't much of an apology you gave.
What?
And he was like, what? I apologise, we shook hands at the end. It's like, well, he's not happy with you. He's not happy with how you apologised.
Fucking
I know,
hell.
Yeah. He said it was just a mind fuck, stuff like that. And it's like, and they remember stuff like that and punish you for it for a really long time. And
Well, the last 2 months of his fucking run, didn't he get jobbed to Nia Jax or something? Wasn't that the final thing?
Something like that.
Oh my god! What a fucking. You're trying to fucking do a job there. Do you know what I mean? And you just get that shit every
I just found it like exhausting. Like it just sounds exhausting being there. The politics. And he doesn't go into great detail at all. Like he's just not that kind of bug. But fuck me. Oh, I also found out as well, and you might know this, but apparently Jericho didn't know this when Mox was on the Jericho podcast. There's a fella who works underneath the ring.
All the time.
All the time.
Yeah, yeah.
With a little camera and everything, a little monitor and stuff. All the time.
Yeah.
How horrible is that?
I don't even know why the fuck is there.
He apparently fixes the odd bit when it needs fixing.
Oh, the ring?
Yeah.
Right.
And
I can imagine him under there when fucking like Brock Lesnar and Big Show tore it down. I'm sure he got out of there.
Well,
because
yeah.
that was a stage spot.
Mm-hmm. But Christ, I was just like, what a horrible job sitting under there all that time.
Oh, yeah, because you have to be in there from, really, from the moment they open the doors to the end of the show.
Yeah.
So you got to be there for like 6 hours under that fucking ring.
Awful. Absolutely awful. Couldn't think of anything worse.
Must have a little state, you know, a couple of Gatorades, you know, maybe a little Subway.
It explains that hand coming out, though, doesn't it, that time when someone got passed like a ladder or a chair or whatever it was.
That was fucking funny.
Yeah.
It's the a rogue hand.
Yeah, yeah, he made his debut then, his TV debut.
Maybe he's been, the guy who's the Under the Ring guy has been like the Under the Ring guy for the last 40 years or some shit.
He's just like a goblin with a big beard.
He's just got a business hammock under there.
Yeah, he said, I think, because Moxley was under there when he was kind of like hiding for summer.
Right.
And he had to be under there for the whole thing. And he said he got under and the bloke just passed him a water and they both just sat drinking water underneath the ring watching the monitor. It's like, how fucking weird.
That's really funny.
Jericho didn't know this, by the way.
Well, of course he fucking didn't.
Jericho didn't have a fucking clue. There's a guy under the ring all the time?
Do you know what? Like that, you can tell that Jericho got completely blindsided by that. And the reason why is because he would have been like, oh yeah, the guy under the ring, yeah. Even if he didn't fucking know.
Yeah.
Oh man. He's...
Unless the guy under the ring once pissed him off and now he's denying his existence, like he did with the ladder match at WrestleMania. That's the only time he plays dumb, I think.
That was just a flex, that, though. It's like, because he knew he was on, like, second, he just got the fuck out of there, didn't he?
Yeah, 100%. And it didn't go very well.
That's so funny. I'm looking through, like, random news just to see if I can pick anything out. It says, WWE star had third child. And I was like, what? Third child that they've had, but I read it as three child. It said like third child this week. And I was like, what?
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit. Oh, here's some AEW star apologises for N-word tweets from 2013.
Who?
Ouch, who the fuck's that? Oh, I think it's Austin Gunn. Using the N-word in several tweets when he was a 17-year-old college student.
What a loser.
Oh my god. What a fucking idiot. Are you surprised though? I'm not surprised. What else? I saw something else then. Oh yeah, have you seen that WWE have lost their TV deal in Japan?
Oh really?
Yeah, it's like J Sports have just dropped them. Just literally just discontinued it.
Fair enough.
Tough times. Start watching Stardom in New Japan instead, you crazy bastards.
I am looking forward to, if I can stomach it, listening to Jericho's latest Talk Is Jericho, which I was telling you about the other day.
Which one?
History of the Cavern Club, home of the Beatles.
Oh my god.
Because he's in Liverpool.
Oh my god. Well,
it's going to be fucking insufferable, that, innit?
Well, I walked back from college the other night and it was a nice walk, actually. I'd probably do that regularly.
It is a nice walk from there.
And I just had one earphone in and I was listening and I thought, fuck it, I've been wanting to listen to this for weeks and I don't listen to Jericho's podcast religiously. But he had one with Nico McBrain from Iron Maiden and talking about Senjutsu and they kind of go off the rails pretty quick, as you'd probably imagine with him. But before it, he's like plugging his tour And he's like, yeah, we started the tour off in the Cavern Club, place we're made famous by the Beatles. And I just thought, oh my God, you're going to be insufferable at that gig. He'll come out in a fucking bop wig.
Or Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how they'll be dressed. I didn't even think of that. 100% they're all going to be dressed like that.
Wait, it's probably already happened, because if you did the podcast with the Cavern Club people, it's probably happened. So let's see if we can find him.
Second night was Manchester Club Academy. Bet he don't do a podcast with the manager of that place.
No, but not yet. Sitting here with Manchester Club Academy manager. Right, okay.
It's like, who'd you have through here? Oh, Hot Ice Brass Band. Oh, yeah. Oh, good.
Why can't I spell his name?
Oh, Jericho.
Yeah.
Oh,
Chris Jericho Fozzy. That's his Instagram.
Christ.
Oh, what's that picture of? Oh no, there's his images.
Is it just a picture like a dick pic?
It's him with his kids.
Oh my God.
Congrats. I feel like is he back? Has he done all his UK shows?
I can't even remember. Do you remember when we were half thinking whether or not we should go to that?
Yeah.
Just because of Sane. One song.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Judas, get the fuck out of here.
There is absolutely nothing on here to signal. All right,
so it's gone. It's been and gone, has it?
Either that or he hasn't done it yet and he's just getting ahead of himself and still trying to flog tickets, but I don't know.
Here's a funny line. Jerry Lawler says WWE is sometimes hard to watch. That's funny. Well, I mean, you can tell when it's a slow fucking news day. This is a legit article. So I'm on Rag Sheets now, trying to fucking find something. Liv Morgan gives her thoughts on Britney Spears becoming free.
Fucking hell. Jesus, quick, Britney's free. Get Liv Morgan on the phone. Quick, I want to know what she thinks.
Fucking hell. Absolute joke. What a joke.
It's just, I mean, we're getting to silly season now, though.
I feel like it's been fucking silly season for a long time.
I mean, I always think wrestling, one thing, well, there's a lot of things that it doesn't do very well, but one thing it really doesn't do well is Christmas. Because they let them all go home, they're all pre-recorded shows, you know, it's all a bit
even
damp.
Even WWE lets them go home.
Yeah, it's all a bit damp in it and a bit shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's the most wonderful time of the year. I feel like, you know, wrestling, it should be fun, you know, like a big musical number where they're all having a dance, like something fucking fun.
I've seen that they've brought out.
What is it?
One of those
Street Fighter t-shirts. Yeah, yeah. Who's on it?
It's the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega against Blanca. Not Blanca. I don't know. I can't remember who he's called, but Ryu and Ken.
You got your t-shirt, didn't you?
I did. I got my Ryu and Adam Cole.
Yep.
They had like a Black Friday sale, like,
oh, did they?
Yeah, where it was 50% off t-shirts. Oh, like, for fuck's sake.
I know, yeah, just,
oh no, it's still on.
I've got my sweatshirt on, my pink. That's a cool AEW sweatshirt.
Well, they've done all Christmas jumpers as well. Maybe we'll have a little nosy after the show.
I can't buy any more shit.
Top selling items. CM Punk. Remember, harking back to the old days of WWE shop.
Sure, I'm probably going to have a look on the WWE shop, see if they've got any good Christmas novelties to. No, you know, I enjoy.
Give them any fucking money.
I'm not going to buy them, I just want to laugh at them.
So, yeah, CM Punk t shirt's still the fucking number one thing. Adam Cole. That Street Fighter one. Hangman Page. Tie dyed Young Bucks top. And an AEW logo t shirt. Oh, that's just a week. What am I doing? Messing around weekly. We've got to go at least yearly or monthly. What the fuck's you? Anyone listening now has carried on listening. God bless you. Yeah, CM Punk, Brody Lee, Sting, Adam Cole, Best Friends. Got Bryan Danielson getting out Drew by the Best Friends. Wow.
The Best Friends.
I tried to say best, but it didn't work.
Holiday. Let's see what holiday jumpers WWE are flogging, eh? Oh, it was a Stone Cold Steve Austin top with a little Christmas hat on.
Get off that website. Even being on the fucking... The cookies gives them advertising revenue. Don't let them have it. Yeah, it's gone past... If you can tell, guys, it's gone past the point of no return with me. Can't be arsed. Ric Flair still fucking saying he's going to join AEW. Like, get the fuck out of here. Nobody wants to see that shit.
True that. Let's see who's in clearance. You see who they're sacking next.
Yeah. Have we had any tweets? Let me have a little look. Okay, Chris Oryx. At Chris Oryx 31. In a tweet, this is why Impact is my show of choice. Oh, Chris. Do I have to read? Yeah, I will read it. It's my show of choice. The commentary isn't very good, but it's entertaining and aware of its limitations, unlike certain other American indies. Indies? Are you lumping AEW in with that as well, Chris? Confirm it. Thank you to everyone who didn't take themselves or wrestling too seriously today and gave hashtag WrestleHouse2 a shot. A lot of people work their little butts off to make this project and make you laugh this holiday season. Give it a shot when it's up on Impact Plus. What the fuck is WrestleHouse2? Thanksgiving special. Maybe I'll try that. If Matt Stryker's on it though, Chris, I can't do it, mate. I'm sorry.
You can't do it, Chris.
I'm really sorry. Where are we at with this poll? Moxley's still just a nose ahead. A nose. I don't know who I'd want to win out of that, you know. Moxley and Woods. I mean, I don't watch WWE, so there's only one that I've seen. I think just for the New Japan shit, it's got to be Moxley, hasn't it?
You would think so.
Right, should we leave it there, darling?
Then we probably should, because we've run out of things to say.
Oh, we run out of things to say about an hour ago, I think.
Yeah.
I am getting hungry. We need to plan it a bit more, I think. I think we just dived in because we knew we had a spare 2 hours.
Yeah, and that's fine. We can just have a let's talk shit.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So thanks very much for listening, everyone. Join us at RTM Wrestling on Twitter. Join in the conversation. And until next time.
Cheerio, motherfuckers.
Beep, 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 beep.